got a fanny pack name out there.
Hey, if you're listening, just vibe for a second. Just listen to the instrumental. That's all I'm going to ask. One moment. All right, you are now tuned into your Herd Radio, where life moves from the verb of your words. Now, what that means is the actions of your words. They don't move by words alone. But remember this, words can be more powerful than action. Let me stop you right there. It is I, your host, soon coming, Amadi, and we back on air with that sound.
It's your boy, Jay Bell, back in.
Yes, sirski. How you living? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. We had a rough start to the day, but you know, now coming to close, it's all good now, you know? It's all good now. We're doing better. We're upgrading, manifesting.
Manifesting, right? So, rough start. Tell me more about that.
You know, I was like 15 minutes late to work.
Hey, we've all been there. I'm sure the listeners are late right now. They on the way just skirting right now.
Yes, but sir.
Let me implore you to be safe. It's not worth your life to try to rush to something that you already, you know, come in with confidence late.
Right.
I know
right.
You walked in real slow like you was on time, too.
I did. Because, you know, there's those things that, you know, there's another side to it. There's a backside to it. And I was watching a video the other day, and this guy was talking, and they were doing interviews about 9/11 and things like that, and how one gentleman, he had to take his daughter to kindergarten that day. And that's what made him late to work, and so he called out. And, you know, that right there saved his life. Wow. So it's the backstory to it. So, you know, yeah, I was 15 minutes late, but the backstory to that is, hey, I gained some knowledge.
Yo, and I'm going to hit it like this. I hear wonderful things about companies like Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
And other things. And I think of a lot of companies, I could have, if I fell and bled, the company would come out of my system. That's how hard I went for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So yet being that 10 minutes late is a huge deal. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I feel like the habit alone, if it's a habit, right? And it's kind of hard to kind of gauge that. But I think where I really want to go with it is you can be 15 minutes late or 10 minutes late and still produce.
Yes.
You know, at a higher rate than someone that shows up on time and don't care.
Yes.
It's like just you have to understand that my heart's here and yes, I'm late. And I, you know, I get this can't be like an everyday, like I come when I want to, but yes. Those off, like maybe three times this week, I was late and the next week I had perfect attendance.
Yo,
you know, like
about that. I heard that they did a study and they said people who are normally 5 to 10 minutes late are actually more organized and better prepared at the task at hand.
Shout out to y'all. Shout out to us.
You know what I mean? So it's. You know, because they took that extra step to go be better. And that's what made them 5 minutes late. Whether it was, you know, combing your hair the right way or doing something the right way. Mm-hmm. You know, that extra little 5 minutes, that's what it is. And it made you better.
Yo, so managers out there, you know, department leaders listening to this, like, take that into consideration before you look at the black and white, the pen and paper. You know, 2 + 2 = 4.
Yes, sir. And red plus yellow equals orange. You know what I mean?
And the science of that, like how you put that together.
Yeah.
Red plus yellow equals orange.
Yeah.
That is a fact, just like 2 + 2 = 4.
Right.
But
right.
It's a creative fact.
Yeah.
It's looking at it in a different lens, but producing just as equally as the mathematician.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of picked that up from is because like when I was younger and I was in school, I was always like good at math. I'm doing good at math. But now I'm in my 20s and my mom was saying, hey, you know, your 20s is your creative stage. You know, that's when you really start figuring out who you are. And so I was like, oh, like now I see myself doing more creative things. And it's like that red plus yellow
right there,
equals orange.
When she said that, you started flashing like the lights in the room started going. And then you evolved into a war turtle. To our millionaire. You can't been. You're right. This is a different stage.
Right.
The flames hit a little harder now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in passing, from when you left home and you started living on your own, what was the first thing that you really noticed? Like, did you kind of think back to your life as living at home and then going, whoa, these are all the problems I never expected. Like, for example, me, I always bring it up, but it was like buying toothpaste
yep.
and deodorant and going like 2 days without it because I let it get to the end and go, wow, I stink. Like, this is crazy. I never worried about this. These were things my parents always had, soap. And then going, dang, the bathroom dispenser is empty of soap right now.
Right.
So it was the small things that really caught me off guard, you know, living on my own. It wasn't like, you know, the fridge is the main thing. That's
right. Yeah, I mean, for me growing up, it was my parents always instilled in me, you know, take care of the little things. So if you got a bucket, you put all your small rocks in first, and then you can put your big rocks in.
Okay.
And then at the end of the day, your bucket has more rocks. If you were to put all your big rocks in first, you know, your small rocks wouldn't fill up the gaps, those spaces in the bottom.
Wow, that's a beautiful analogy.
You know, so like I always try to take care of the little things. You know, I like to, that's why I'm like a 2 + 2 = 4. I got to have the 2 and then that 2 and then I get my 4, you know. So, but now it's like, oh, like, let me see what's like bigger than that. Let me see, you know, how do I get more creative and learn and, you know, just grow and upgrade, you mm-hmm. know, how I'm trying to upgrade my things. And it's not necessarily just about, you know, buying the newest iPhone 12 or something or saying, right. Oh, look what I got. I got the newest thing. It's more of just understanding who you are and like where you're trying to be at, you know.
So. Exercise. All right. So an example I think of is I got into an argument. It's one of those situations where you ball out on someone and beat them in a different sport and they try to bring something out of context.
Yeah.
You know? And in that situation, the fellow that I was balling out on, you know, I got the dub. I understood he was in his feelings, but his first reaction was, yo, my whole fit costs more than, like, my boot costs more than your entire fit. Mm-hmm. It was like a polo boot. That was when polos were on mm-hmm. the top. And, you know, I smiled, and I proceeded to go and say, I will outdress you at the Goodwill and be any fit you're showing me with money.
Because
yeah. it's just not the, like, oh, yo, that's fancy. It's sparkly. There's a lot of times I see these big-time rappers or people on these big stages that wear very expensive, you know, like Louis Vuitton shoes or certain things, but they're ugly. Like,
yeah.
But they're bragging about the price. I would rather see you wear some crispy basic Cortezes with the crisp jeans than you whip out these Margiellas that have studs all over them, and the studs ain't even it.
Yeah.
It's just, that's like a pet peeve of mine. I don't get it, but people think they go to money talk. I like when money talks, but I like the simple things.
Mm-hmm.
Like these rapper chains, these huge, bit like, what is it? Uzi and all these cats, Diamond in the Head,
yeah.
and Tekashi getting huge, whatever, million-dollar chains. They're so ugly and bulky.
You gotta feel me, though. I mean, the shit is just slapping your chest, knocking the air out of you every time you walk. Just, yeah, you see this chain, you see it glistening. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ugly ass chain out here influencing the youth. Fuck that shit.
I'm the type to just have the chains that are like the pharaohs, the ones yeah. that are choker low key mm-hmm. under mm-hmm. the shirt. If I happen to move and it kind of pop out like peekaboo, that's like, cool.
Hey,
it's just like, hey, you see a little sparkle, but yeah. I ain't come out showing this big talisman that is right. probably more uncomfortable to me trying to move around. I can't get these dance moves off with that on.
Right. It's crazy to think how we put like that type of leader in our mind. Like, oh, we think Quavo's the leader of Migos. When in reality, they're all their own leader in a different kind of way. Mm-hmm. But like in our mind, we're like, oh, Quavo's the leader because he's got the best voice. But they can each do their own thing. They can each rap. They got different kind of flows. But they're still a group and come together. And so where I was going with that is just like, you know, different kinds of leader. You know, what makes you a leader, and you know how we perceive leaders. So,
all right. So there's a lot of times where I see a leader that just has the title, mm-hmm. but it's not their nature. It's not their spirit animal to be a leader.
I said it. It ain't their spirit animal. They ain't about it. Like, they naturally don't have the ability to be a leader. They got the title through politics, through ooh, 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 ah, ah, ah. I know you. You're my mom's cousin, auntie, sister who bakes and throws down, and you actually use seasoning in your cooking. So you got the job. But it does not make you a leader. See, the leader I'm talking about is one that can feel the room, you know what I'm saying? That can feel rhythm even if they don't got rhythm, and ain't mad if they don't got it, and also don't go off favoritism. But hey, that's just my thoughts. You see it. I mean, you hear it. But back to the program.
And when I say that is, Yes, you're my manager, but you don't know how to speak to me. You only know how to speak to a certain demographic. You don't know how to speak to the whole team. Mm-hmm. And certain leaders, they elevate because they make the performance better, and they do that by not only connecting on a professional level, but a slight personal level, an understanding like of human behavior. I want to say outside of just the technical aspect of the job, reading emotional intelligence, not just IQ, but for example, after George Floyd's murder, right, and like that feeling of coming in and witnessing that sort of trauma, especially being a person of color and going, that could have been my cousin, my uncle.
Right.
You really relate, and seeing all these Instagram posts of people reposting and reposting this video, and just re-seeing someone that looks like you on the deathbed, right? And seeing the pain, and to come in, if someone just like, good morning, that's not the vibe,
right?
You know, like read the room, like understand how to be, you know, how to accommodate to what could be going on, looking past just a job and coming in corny. It's like the tone and everything's important to like build up my morale to be ready for this work day.
And so is that your definition of a leader?
My definition of a leader is they know how to speak. They have to get out of context from the job and have emotional intelligence to facilitate. That's what I mean.
Because
sometimes they're just black and white off of numbers and off of were you 5 minutes late? Mm-hmm. Our guys let you go, and you let me go, and your company's losing a huge percentage of their value, you know, based off of this black and white thing. When they should know people for people, and understand how to communicate. That's my definition of leader. Communicate with everyone on a different term. You can't say the same thing to every single person.
Right.
Because what you say to John doesn't apply to me, or doesn't apply to Jamal, you know, or Alejandro, you know what I'm saying? It won't apply the exact same way. You gotta.
Right. And with that, you know, there's like multiple different characteristics of a leader. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think for me, one of the big ones would be responsibility. You know, so the more responsibility you can take, and keep on taking on more and more responsibility, that shows that, you know, you're a leader, because you can take one thing and then, you know, get it to its highest level that you can make it. And some people might have their input, but then you're also responsible to delegate all these other tasks, that other people might not be able to do.
And to that, what makes a great leader is knowing how to delegate it and help someone else grow at the same time as you're accomplishing what you need to get done. You know, you can't do it all by yourself. But as you groom someone to be a leader, they're helping you, and you're helping them, and they're learning something new. But you have to do it in that kind of Obi-Wan, Anakin kind of style. Also, I want to say a very important aspect of a leader. It's just slipping my mind out. It's in my head right now, but when you said the responsibility and dedicated, it's having trust in your team.
Yes.
You know, when you treat someone like a baby, especially, and I feel like a time that we're in right now, there's a lot of young leaders. There's people that got their degree, and now, let me tell you, how old are you right now?
I'm 24 on Saturday, so 2 days. I got 2 days until my Kobe year.
Sirsky.
You know.
So 24. Picture this: someone 14 telling you what to do because they got this degree and telling you, "Yo, all right, I see what you're doing at work, but I'm gonna need you to do this." You're like, "Yo, I've been doing this longer than you was alive, homie."
Right.
And that's what's really clashing as us millennials are coming into these things. I'm sure you're telling certain people to do things that are old, that could be your dad
for sure,
and you have to know how to approach it as a leader in a way where you go, this guy might be a little antsy hearing it from me, but I gotta say it in a way that doesn't come across to him that I still respect his age or his eldership, but this has to get done by, you know, it has to get done. And some people who can't read that emotional intelligence as a younger person just going, look, I'm marked as leader, so you just do what I say. And then they got to deal with the animosity behind, like, I don't really rock with this little kid. Who is this little kid telling me what to do? Like, I'm his daddy.
Right. And then, like, with that, too, you know, there's like this chart where, you know, say we got a pyramid. Everybody wants to be at the top of the pyramid. That's our leader. You know, to be a leader, you got to be at the top of the pyramid. But then once you get to the top of the pyramid, you know, and you're a leader, the pyramid is upside down now. So now, you know, you're singling on like certain little things, and it takes everybody below you to get to that.
Wow, the reverse.
The reverse. So it's always, you know, that backside. There's always a backside to it.
It came back to me. A great leader does lead by example, and they're not afraid to humble themselves and come back to their beginnings. Maybe you started in the mailroom, but now you're a leader, right?
Right.
You see the team is, it's a busy day. Everyone's going in doing these little delegation things, but you're not afraid to get your hand wet again and organize a little bit of mail. You ain't gonna do it all day.
Right.
That's where you started from, but sometimes there's leaders that get to that leader position. Everyone's doing all these things that they're needing, and they could do a simple thing like greet the person that's coming in into their business, but they go, I'm a leader now. Like the person, these quote unquote pawns that are now below me are coming in, that's their job to greet people. But a leader will sit there with their arms crossed like, whoa, I didn't notice you greet them when they could have stepped up just for that little moment and fulfilled the team. Like
right.
LeBron, you know what I mean? Like 18 years in, but still hit that assist or not just be the guy getting the bucket alone.
Right.
So I think that's just very powerful. When you see the leader taking out the trash, you're like, this is a leader I can follow. He's taking out the trash right now. I know I'm supposed to do it, but he's helping me, and that feels good to get helped by someone higher than me, like just to help me out. Mm-hmm. Now I want to work harder for you and understanding that balance, because that's all you want. You want someone to keep that passion under you, the same passion you have. And there's more to it than the black and white numbers, you know?
I hear it.
It's going to take creativity.
It's got to take creativity, the red and the yellow, you know, that makes that orange.
Just a little bit. And with that, I want to slide into good news.
Yes, sir.
The news that we miss.
Yes, sir.
So for this month, as you know, Black History Month, February, Juicy, the month of love.
Yes, sir.
We're going to highlight Dr. Shirley Ann Jackson. All right. So Dr. Shirley Ann Jackson earns the prestigious Oersted Medal for American Association of Physics Teachers. Okay. Let me give you a little backbone on it right now. Next time you glance at your phone, see an unwelcome name, and send that unwanted call to voicemail, know the physicist Shirley Ann Jackson is the one who had your back. So the first African-American woman to earn a doctorate to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Dr. Jackson is responsible for major advances in telecommunication.
Wow.
That's research that led to invention of the touch-tone phone. Check. You want it right now. The portable fax, fiber optic cables, solar cells, call waiting, and yes, caller ID.
Mm.
How many times has caller ID saved you? You looked at it and said, nah.
All the time.
Rosa Park emphasis too.
All the time. And it's weird because sometimes I'll be like, the caller ID, it'll be an unknown number, and I'm still picking it up. Like,
yo,
you know what I mean? I don't know why I'm doing that.
Yeah, it's the curiosity.
Yeah.
And then you're always mad that it's almost like the sensation of going out to the bar when you could have stayed home and started that Netflix movie you were thinking about, but the curiosity of like, maybe this night at the bar would have been popping.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get there, you answer that call.
Oh, hi. Wait a minute. Who are you?
And you're like, I shouldn't answer that. I should have been on Netflix. Should have been home cozy. Yeah, make this trip back.
Right.
Got me messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so curiosity, interesting. When I think of curiosity, when you look at scary movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's always this connotation that white folks, they be curious, and they be trying to find out what's this screaming or what's this going on. You know, and us folk here, we be like, "Oh, you heard that?"
Right.
I ain't getting nowhere near.
Right, that, and it's to experience the voice of black curiosity. You heard, like, it's, you know, experience the voice of black curiosity. Like, I think, like, you know, with it being Black History Month and all, like, the black culture, a lot of people, you know, see it as it being, like, cool and, you know, like, oh, we want to have that, like, swag. Like, we want the fat chains, you know, like all the rappers have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, typically all the rappers are black. So, you know, so it's like that stereotyping of the culture. But at the same time, you know, it's a different type of leader. If that's what you see as a leader, then, you know, that's who you're going to aim to be. But if you see a leader being a pastor, and it's your pastor who's your leader, you know, that's your definition of a leader.
I, how many times, I'm sure you can't count, but someone assumed I don't know, for example, like someone went to pound it instead of give you a handshake.
Oh, that's the worst.
You know, or, I mean, told you, what? So, you pick up a microphone, like, you play ball.
Right.
I know you, with conviction.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being a dishwasher while I was going to college doing crazy hours at P.F. Chang's. Right, I'm talking like 60 hours a week. And
hey, shout out to all the dishwashers though, because I did dishes in college too, and it got me through. So.
Yo, and full time job, hardest job in the kitchen. To be frank, you come out smelling like fish water and all that. The spices burn your eyes from the steam. It's kind of fun using the gun, but when it's an endless, relentless plate after, like, it never ends. It's a marathon. No matter whenever I clocked on, I never thought I would ever. I'm never caught up. It's crazy in that industry. And I'll never forget, this server saw me in the back grinding, steaming back there, hat backwards, just. And I always gave myself nicknames at work just to get by. So I called myself the legendary dishwasher of the West, you know, just to make, you know, I was the Hokage of dishes, you know. I was out here, but it got me through and it kept me with a good attitude. I wasn't complaining. I knew what my job was. Some people come in dishwasher going, "What are all these dishes?" I'm like, "What?" Read the title, mom. What do you mean, why are there all these dishes? Just do your job.
I hear that.
So I was getting by. Anyways, with conviction, this woman goes, "How many kids you have?"
The audacity. Your boy don't got no kids. Out here staying protected. And if you fellas ain't protected out there, let this story be an example.
I know you got some. And I said, "I don't have any." He's like, "What? Really?" And it was clearly a stereotype that I was just, you know, a father because I'm black and young. Right. Like, I was like, "I'm not." And it was just like, whoa. And then I'll go to another job. I have like a manager fist bumping me and asking me how my rap career is.
"I see no changes. I wake up in the morning and I ask myself, it's like fork living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor, even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull the trigger, kill a nigga, he a hero. Get a crack to the kids, who the hell care? One less hungry mouth up on welfare. First ship them dough, watch them kill each other. Give my gum, step back, watch them shit each other."
I don't rap. I mean, right. I express myself, but I'm not labeled a rapper, you know. I was like, whoa. I've had a fella tell me I hold the microphone really cool, the way I hold it. And I was like, all right. I know there's something deeper than the way I, like, I don't know where you're going with this, but it's just crazy getting, like, tossed these things. Like, what team were you on? What football team you play for? Or something, just when you want, you know, actually, I'm into the arts, you know, like red plus orange equals, you know.
Yeah, but it's crazy, like, back to the dishwashing kind of thing, because it just sparked a thought in my mind. Like, in the industry, like the food industry, a lot of restaurant owners, or like, the head honcho, the sous chef, whatever he is, he started off washing dishes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, you know, that's just crazy. He started off washing dishes, and now he's making $100K a year because he's got his own restaurant. Like, whoa, like, you know, so then it makes you like, oh, I'm washing dishes. Like, I'm not going to come in with the mentality of, oh, why are these dishes coming? Why ain't no one helping me? You know, I'm just going to get back in there and just put my head down and grind it out, because that's what the head honcho did. You know, so it's cool to see how leaders are the ones that we don't think are leaders, you know.
I've seen people sacrifice passion for security. And when I say that,
what do you mean by that?
So, maybe head honcho had a passion for cooking. He was already looking at Chef Ramsay or certain things and was, let me get my foot in the door aspect. Let me get in the mail room to be next to the CEO. Right now I'll be in the mail room, but in a few months I'll be an assistant to an executive. I get my own desk and blah, blah, blah. I've also seen cats that are like, all right, I'm working at this grocery store. Right now it's just, 15 something an hour. They stay at the grocery store, and all of a sudden, while you're in school studying, you know, doing your thing, what have you, this person didn't go, continued at the grocery store, and now they're making 30 an hour.
Right.
Maybe that wasn't their passion, but they're like, the number's talking, money's talking. I'm at 30 an hour. I was at, you know, Kroger or Safeway when we were in high school. I stayed 4 more years, 5 more years. Now I'm getting 30 something. Yeah, now I'm getting 80K. out the grocery store. I don't know if the grocery store is their passion, but they're like, yo,
yeah,
the money talking, you know? Like, to be in waste, like, let me give you a question. Let's say, and like for, I think this is pretty accurate, but waste management. Mm-hmm. Say like what, they pay you $50 an hour or something, go around picking up trash. It's like, whoa, I work in this tech company, but they're paying me $20 more an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Do I deal with waste management off principle?
Right. And then it's crazy. Everyone's like thinking like, oh, who would want that job? Like, who would want that job? But it's crazy because I work in construction. So it's crazy how the things people don't want to do are the things that
we
people
need.
Get paid more to do.
Yeah, we need that.
Like plumbers, for example.
Yeah, who knew plumbers be balling? Like they showed Crack Hills. They ass always out because the money talk, huh?
The money's talking.
Yeah.
You know, and Texas just got hit with the snowstorm, and you know, so my neighbors, you know, bless them, but they had like a couple pipes burst.
Yeah.
And so now they call the plumber, and they're like, "Oh, we're 2 weeks out. Like we can't fix your stuff for another 2 weeks." And I'm thinking, like, man, like, I can easily go and just like cut that and solder your copper real quick. And then, you know, you guys have water again, but you know, I don't want them to come back on me and I'm reliable or I'm liable for that. And so it's crazy that the jobs that people don't want to do get paid the most to do. Like, I'm not going to do it cause I don't want to be liable.
Yeah.
But they're going to go pay, you know, a whole bunch of money because you know, that's a professional to do it. This and that, you know,
craft.
But that's wild.
And when we think of that, it also comes down to when you brought up, you know, getting the flashy things. You know, a conversation that always comes up is what do you do when you meet someone and just like the baby, like, yo, I work at waste management. Like, oh, like they don't, they probably, oh, I'm a plumber. What? Like,
right.
They just judge you off the title, too. Like, there's a stereotype in the jobs that you talk about where doctors, they'll go to school for 12 years, like 14 years, and then they can't wait to say they're a doctor.
Right.
They'll say it before they say their name.
Yeah.
They'd be like, I can't wait for that question. I met a doctor, cool guy. He was funny. And he just was like talking about how his colleagues just can't wait to drop that off on the Tinder date or just anywhere at the bar. Like, I'm a doctor. Ooh, you're a doctor? No, I'd put that year in. I get to say that.
Right.
And he feels like it's corny. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I go, which brings me to like corny game. Like there's cats that drop their title to game someone.
Yeah.
You know, not even their character, who they are. There's like, yo, I'm a doctor. Oh, you're a doctor? Yeah.
Right.
Well, who are you? Like, what is your name outside of doctor? You know?
I hear that. And it's, you know, that's the thing again. Like, you know, the rappers got all their big chains on and everything. And it's like, money impresses a lot of people because everyone feels like, oh, we got to have money. We got to have this. But, you know, if you don't let money impress you, you're going to find what you're passionate in and what you're doing in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for example, like, let's say you're playing musical chairs. The basketball team's playing musical chairs. So in the NBA, there's about 35 players that get drafted a year, but 1.2 million people are like trying to get into the NBA. We got G League, we got Summer League, we got all these different kinds of leagues, overseas leagues.
Wow.
And then it becomes people's passion become a business. So there's people capitalizing on our passion. And so the only thing that's going to take you forward and excel and move forward is your passion for what you're doing, you know, so just don't get caught up in thinking, oh, I got to get the biggest chain or the biggest rock in my ear. I got to drive the nicest car. You know, I got to get the iPhone 12. You get the iPhone 12, guess what? They got the iPhone 13 ready to line up.
You can't keep up with it. I always tell people getting phones, it's like walking. It's like a step. When you take one step, you have the 11 Pro. The next step, 12 Pro.
Yep.
So you can't really jump and keep up with all of them unless you just want to break your pockets for bragging rights to post it on your story first.
Right.
You know? And, man, when you brought up the NBA, those numbers, it's wild. And to think, and when you said that, yeah, we see these chains that show how much money you got, how you're glistening. But a lot of these CEOs, you don't know they're CEOs.
Facts.
They come in with these New Balance-ons, these regular Levi jeans, and The shirt may be $70, but it's the most basic shirt I've ever seen. It looks like a regular Hanes shirt.
Yep.
But it probably has all the microfibers and things that are good and breathable and blase blah. You could wear it for like maybe 10 days and it won't even make a smell off your body odor. And it's the most basic looking shirt.
Yeah.
And they have not one chain on them or no Rolly or nothing.
Yeah.
But they're running the whole company.
Right.
You know, they came out, they jumped out the Prius.
Mm-hmm.
But best believe they got the Porsche parked in the garage, mm-hmm. you know, but it's just crazy to move with an alibi, not to show, because at the same time, it's all these chains and glistening that get the schemers on you, locked on, like missile target,
right.
heat-seeking missiles. Oh, right. You glistening. Oh, you posted on your story, so you ain't home.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, or you're on vacation, you know.
All right.
So,
it really brings a lot of loud attention. So as I've grown, yeah, there's been a point in time that I thought chains are cool, but now, again, I like to be more subtle with it. And there was a time I used to post every single part of my life on stories or Snapchat, mm-hmm. and then I completely fell off Snapchat because I realized I need to enjoy the moment. I need to look at this concert.
I hear that.
This concert that I'm at, instead of me looking at it through the phone and then someone else looking through it going, it looks pixelated. I'm not enjoying your moment. Well, newsflash, neither of us are enjoying my moment because I'm recording it to show mm-hmm. you that I'm at the Jay-Z concert and I'm in the second row, but I'm looking through a phone at someone live in front of my face when yeah. I could be feeling it and looking at them. And that's really caught up to me in these last couple of years.
So when did it change for you? Like, was it, you know, when you were 25? Was it, you know?
Somewhere around definitely 25, I was probably still on the cusp. I got to say 26 going into 27. I'm 28 now, but definitely like around the 26 transition to 27, it was like, yo, there's more to life than this story Instagram stuff.
I hear that. Yo, when I was in high school, I got a tattoo and I got Mount Everest, because every single morning when I was a kid, I used to wake up and see Mount Everest, mm-hmm. or Mount Rainier, excuse me. What am I talking about? And then I got a little quote, and it says, live in the moment. Life is a journey, not a destination.
Mm.
And so for me, like, because I've never been a huge component of like, oh, I'm going to post everything on social media. You know, I've never really been like that, because I've always thought that the experiences that I'm going through mm-hmm. are going to be like what's going to take me further in life. You know, like it's going to be, you know, just embracing and soaking in that moment, whether it's, you know, my toes are in the sand or yeah. if I'm at a concert, like I'm going to remember that, you know, I might be overseas on the beach with my toes in the sand, you know.
That's
so,
right.
You know, so it's the experiences too, but it's also about living in the moment, you know. Like sometimes I get frustrated with my girlfriend because I'm like, oh, you're always on your phone. Like, you're always on the phone. I'm like, so we'd be like on Sundays, you know, where you got your phone screen usage, you know, it's like, oh, you've been on your phone 5 hours a day average. I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm only on my phone like 3-4 hours a day. How you 5-6 hours deep? Like, how you get 900 text messages a day? I got like 200 and they're all from you.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm always like, you know, so sometimes we get in arguments, but you know, if that's her happiness, you know, then it is what it is.
You know, so the phone, all right, so that, yeah, the phone is very toxic. TikTok, you can get lost in there for
ever.
Decades. It's like falling into that thing Samurai Jack fell into. And just go back in time. The thing is, when you said that the memories are, it's not the video. Here it is. I'm a little conflicted, but it's not the videos you remember. It's the moment you remember, right?
Yes, sir.
You go, you think back to it. However, it is nice to have all those video footages when you least expect it. When someone's gone and you can look back to videos of and hearing their laugh and their smile and those things, that is appreciated too. So yes. I am a little conflicted because I did. It's like cool to record all those moments and enjoy them and then see them back when it's necessary. But mm-hmm. then it's also it's like taken away from your life force and your moment to record the actual video.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ah.
No, I hear that. Like, so we got coronavirus all going on and everything. And I went back to Seattle to go see my great grandmother. She's in assisted living.
Yeah.
And so she's doing good. She's doing, everything's good with her. She's healthy, you know. So I was like, we went to like, because we can't go in because it's older people and they're more susceptible to coronavirus and things of that nature. So we went around to like her back patio and we called the front desk. We're like, hey, can you guys walk her out to the patio? Like, we just want to say hi to her. It's Christmas time. We always did Christmas at her house every single year when we were little. And I was like, oh, I'm recorded. So I have it, you know, as a memory. I got so lost in the moment that it was just like such a beautiful moment. Like, I totally forgot about my phone and had it in my hand too the whole time. Wanted to take a picture of it and everything, just got totally lost. And I'll never forget that moment.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you catch yourself living in the moment, and those are things you're going to remember in your meniscus, or what is it called? Your schema. That's what it is, your schema.
Mm, you're talking brain talk.
The brain talk. So, I mean, yeah, and those are the things, like, when you're older, you're going to remember those. You're not going to remember, you know, your Snapchat password.
Right, right. I gave up on passwords when you bring it up.
I have to make a list.
I gave up on passwords. At one point, I'm going to be real with y'all. I used to use fruits. I was like, a fruit and some kind of number combination.
Yeah.
Then I went through too many fruits, and then I'm over here trying apple, banana, orange. I don't know. I don't even know anymore.
Yeah,
I hate trying to remember all these passwords. I ain't alone in this.
I always do the something encouraging, and then I do the 1, 2, 3 exclamation. It's always got to have the 1, 2, 3 exclamation. Like, I feel like everybody got the 1, 2, 3 exclamation in their password.
Everyone's trying to outsmart the other person. Like, oh, I'll do all zeros. They don't think, they'll never suspect that one. It's too basic. You really go backwards. It's crazy trying to, like, when you get into the art of deceiving someone. Because you go, all right, they'll expect something complicated. So let me do it super basic. It's my name.
Right.
And they're like, it's like hiding in plain sight. Like, the cops are looking for you and you're already at the police station just chilling, smoking a cigarette, leaning on the police station door, like, while all the cops are running around the city looking for you. You're like, I'm hiding in plain sight. They would never suspect me to be in the police station.
Right. Man, that's crazy.
Just sitting in the lobby the whole time, like, we're looking for this suspect. He's hardly armed and dangerous, and you're in the lobby. Like, yo, I'm right here.
Right.
Come find me. You know the vibes.
I hear it. So what else we got for our listeners, man? Shout out to everybody who listened last week. You know, that was our first time doing a podcast together.
Oh, yeah.
So I appreciate everybody listening, you know what I mean? You know, this is exciting. This is exciting for us. You know, we get real excited for this.
Sir.
You know, we put in the work. So, yeah, I'm excited to, you know, give the people some more. So if you guys got some feedback, you know, drop a comment.
Oh, always.
Like, subscribe, you know, reach out, send us a DM.
Hey, and you guys have definitely been subscribing. I have to congratulate. We've hit over, I want to say, 200 5-stars, so I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
And it's all personal. It's all people we know. So it means a lot to just drop the share, just tap it one time. It doesn't do much. For some reason, it's so hard to get recognition, to get the double like or the share or the subscribe. It's like, it's a thought. I've seen my own friends, like, where I look over my shoulder and they're scrolling on Instagram and I happen to see them looking at my photo and they look at it for a second and a half to two and they just scroll past it without liking it. And I go, whoa, that, you thought about it? I'm right next to you. I know you didn't see me seeing you do it, but you, like, the thought before someone actually decides to like something or not is a very powerful thing. Mm-hmm. It's sickening. It's crazy because you go through and go, do I want to like this one? Bow. That's a nice trash can. Like.
Right. Yeah. No, with that too, like, you know, we're in our 20s, we're creative and everything. I see a lot more of, you know, my peers and everything that they're doing. You know, trying to promote themselves, whether it be, oh, we're making our own clothing brand, or, hey, I got my own cleaning supply that I'm doing or something of that nature. And so, like, I see more of us starting to do it, or, like, hey, I'm making music, you know, whatever it is. And I'm more inclined now to be like, all right, yeah, like, I'm going to support you. You know, like, why would I go and support Quavo? Yeah, he's at the top. He's a leader, but I can't support, you know, the homie.
Yo,
or, you know, her too.
Right. And that's tough too. That's a very hard place to be, to take that risk, but that's all it is. And it does come down to that. Maybe it's a growth thing. Again, it's a cerebral effect where you finally go, whoa, let me support someone that I actually know. When there was a time where I used to throw events with some close friends of mine, and you know, we curated events at places that people have been to before in the city, in Capitol Hill, the Crocodile, you know, Wildlife Refuge. There was places, I'm trying to think of the other one, can't think of it in the moment, Chop Suey. You know, Love City.
Yes, sir.
And the beauty of it was when we threw these events, we put our soul into this and had people pay for, you know, because we're putting our money to make this experience that you could go to a Rhino Room or go to somewhere else in Capitol Hill and get.
Mm-hmm.
But it was curated by people that you went to high school with or you met in college or you seen around. So it was cool to get support from people and them having a great time and going, I know who put this together.
Yes.
And then there was also that tough part of, give me a deal because I know you. Come on, slide me in for free.
You know, it's like, I'm the homie.
I'm the homie. Yeah. And I'd have these tough conversations in which I didn't back down from. I said, yo, and I'll tell you straight up, for all those out there pursuing their thing and you know, you don't have to settle. You don't have to always do the free hookup because at the end of the day, you need perfection. You need consistency.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
At the end of the day. And what it came down to, I'll tell you this tough conversation I had. Yo, come on, bro. Like, slide me in. You know me. Let me get in. Hey, my guy. Hey, it's good to see you, first and foremost. I'm glad you're here. Hey, so I'm going to tell you what. It's 15 to get in, you know. I know you. You cool. I know a lot of other people inside, too. But look, hey, is it popping? Is there breezies in there, though? Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. The music's fire. Because you know we got the taste. As for women, yeah, there's beautiful women in there. It's up to you, you know, to come find out. But how about this? Right now, I'm going to let everyone else coming in that's paying the regular price. But you can go ahead, go explore the city, go to the bars you used to go into, and do what you normally do. And if you ain't rocking with it and you decide to come back in an hour, then I'll let you in for $10. How about that?
Ooh.
But I gave him your choice. You know, I'm not trying to, as the homie, it's like, go ahead, go explore. You can pay 15 now, come in and experience and support the vibes, or come when there's just an hour left and I'll give you a discounted price in the last hour. I think that's fair right there.
Yeah.
But it's just being able to, you don't have to confide to just, because you're putting yourself into this craft. So as much as you want to hook them up, hooking up everybody and all those people that you hooked up to get in for free were willing to pay 80 to go see Quavo.
Right.
But they couldn't even pay your 15 to see you. And that's just something you guys need to grasp when you're seeing your friend do it. Now, it was through my experience of throwing my own events. Yeah, I used to be one of the people looking for the free stuff, too. I mean, I'll be like, yo, you're throwing something? Like, I'm flying. We do this together. Yeah. What's good?
Yeah.
But now I'm the person where you're going, you sliding for free. Like, we do this together. And I'm still dropping the 10 or whatever your price was off of principle now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there like, I know you would have hooked me up. I appreciate that. But I see you what you're doing, and I know it easy. And I've been there where I made things out of nothing, and it costs more than nothing to make this happen. So let me just donate toward it either way.
Right.
You're hooking me up, but I can still at least put a 5 toward it or a 10, like a tip.
Yeah.
Something that's going toward your work and craft. So that's what we want to implore all you guys listening.
Yeah.
If you see your friend doing something, promote that shit. It don't take too much to click share. Don't overthink it. Just
it's huge about the support. You know, like your little bit of support that you give someone goes a long way.
It comes full circle. You know, there's a lot of people who go, hey, don't forget about me when you get big. You don't need to say all that.
Right.
You know, ain't nobody forgetting about you.
Right.
I know you in the hallways. Like, I still know you. I didn't all of a sudden turn blind. You just got to, you know, don't wait till I get big to decide to support me.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, I hear that, you know. And for me, it's kind of like I love to support people. Like, I think that's one of the reasons why I was put on earth is just to, like, support people and, like, help lead people. Like, the, you know, just, like, give them that little extra little confidence that they need. Like, I'll be your hype man, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I got a little brother.
Everyone needs a Krillin.
Yeah, I'm a little brother, and he's, you know, he's like 6'5", taller than me. I'm like, dang, you know, like, you know, and he looks up to me in a lot of different ways, but, you know, and asks me questions. But whatever he wants to do, I'm just going to support him. Mm. You know what I mean? Whatever you want to do, I'm going to support you. If it's, you know, playing in the NBA because you're good at basketball, or if it's just, you know, being an author or being, you know, a writer, anything of that nature, I'm going to support you. So, you know, that's how I feel. I like to support people.
Hey, shout out. What's your brother's name?
Jacob Kofi.
Hey, he's, shout out to Jacob.
You he's 15, 6'5", 6'6", probably 6'7", with shoes on.
He said he looked up to me, but not quite literally.
Right. You know, like, yeah, I went to college, and he's like, I'm going to go to college. And he's like, because I played sports, too, in high school, and I was pretty good at football. But I was like, I'm not playing sports in college. Like, that's a full-time job. And he's like, watch me. I'm going to go to college, get it paid for playing sports. We'll see what's up. So, like, he's, you know, I like to support people, too, because then I like for them to take what I did and make it better. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so right. Like, that's all we want from our younger. I have a younger brother myself, 5 years younger than me, so 23. But shout out to Mullaba, you know, Big G Miller. And, yeah, he's out here on Depop. You know, I'm always going to do my Depop shout out of the week. So that's coming at the end of the episode. Be sure to tune in for that.
Yes, sir.
But I got to shout out my brother's page. Yeah, his page is Mind Still Young. All right? Mind Still Young. Very powerful. Think about the cerebral. Take a moment. Dunzo. But what I like is he's creating the designs. Mm. He's slapping that ink on them T-shirts.
Mm.
And, yeah, you can go buy a Young and Reckless or PacSun or something. But also you could buy something fresh, something from the culture, something
that's original,
original,
creative,
and evolving. It's yes. Ink now. It's reprinted now, but the support will change that into embroidery. It'll change it into something even more just raw and authentic. So, yeah, definitely tune in. Again, a lot of these things we're speaking on will be in the bio of the episode, whether you tune in through Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. We have an itinerary, we have links, we got grams. Like, find out, elevate together, find these localness.
Yes, sir.
And this is our local to global segment where we shout out businesses that we see local, that we vision and feel and know.
Yes, sir.
Be global.
Yes, sir. And with that, I want to give a shout out to my boy Leon. His username on Instagram is DCBL Cut God.
Designer cuts by Leandre.
Yes, sir. The best in the West. The best barber you can find.
Hey, I've experienced that cut. I've seen him cut Mosey. I swear it's like NBA Young, but like some, he's definitely cut some cats, not only Seahawks players, but
bro, he's crisp. It started back in the garage.
It started back in the garage. Yes, sir. Them $10 cuts. Yeah, and they evolved, and that's just another example of supporting the craft.
Yes, sir.
You know, because as his talent grew from those opportunities and giving us the opportunity to get at the 10, it evolved and he started using different blades. He started getting higher quality.
Yes,
and
sir.
Taking care of that.
Yes, sir. He's nice with it.
Yes, sir. Ski. But yeah, that's definitely out to the Seattle heads. Definitely check by the head shop. That's where you can find him. And I'm sure he does travel cuts as well. He be in cities, he be traveling, Miami, so wherever you at, just take a look at the designer cuts by Leandre.
Yes, sir. Price got to be right, too. Shout out my guy.
Yeah, no cap. And then we're going to transition that into my boy Top Chef_Creations, or Creations, as the French would say. There's my boy Chef D. We went to community college together. He taught me a lot of things in the kitchen as far as peeling away, you know, cutting away from the body. He's been apprenticed to great chefs, and now he's running his own ting. So you can get private catering, whether that be wedding, anniversaries, part, anything, single plates, two plates. Maybe your mama out of town and she on vacation, but you want some mama style cooking. D's going to be your mama today. I'll tell you that.
Yes, sir.
And while that's said, his Instagram will be tagged. He is actually currently in a competition, favorite chef, and this will give him an opportunity to, be broadcasted on a Bon Appetit magazine, Ratatouille. L'échec n'est pas une option. Failure is not an option. Please vote for my boy. It doesn't take much time to do it. Just log into your Facebook, click a vote, and that will go toward his family, toward his well-being, and toward his passion for food, for health, for
Health
is wealth,
you know, sir.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yes, sir.
And if you want that wealth, then, I mean, support, again, it's not much to click share. It's not much to log into a Facebook and click a like. Do what you must and do it, please, for the ones close, because that's what matters. So Top Chef D. Go get that food, get that meal prep set, and Designer Cuts by Leandre. Stay fresh, even in this panorama, you know, panoramic, you know, mm-hmm. Pandora, you know, mm-hmm. in this life that we live in, this pandemic. It is what it is. So that's our local to global shout out for this week. And then I'm going to slide into my Depop of the week. If you're still not involved in that, get involved. You thrift. For me, I got involved again through my cousin Javon. He introduced me to this world. I wasn't passionate about it. Now I do enjoy it. But my only mission was, you know, I want a new style for my closet. I don't want to wear the same colorful clothes that, you know, appealed to me during this point in my life. Now I'm in a point where I want all black tees with a message that will have us having a discussion, a conversation that needs to never stop. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all I'm gonna say right there. That being said, in order changing my wardrobe, I would have initially just dropped my clothes off at the Goodwill, and now I have this opportunity to just get a few bucks to put toward my new clothes. So again, it's like a online thrift. Mm-hmm. Very great design. That's why I really rock with the app. That being said, Depop, Depop, check it out. You can sell your clothes for as low as a dollar, what that may have you, and refinance that into something else.
Maybe, yes, sir. Your manifest house, it. You know? Manifest.
So with that being said, I'm going to shout out Hipster Hut. All right. Now, this is a top seller legend on Depop. And
how many sells?
You don't want me to talk numbers, but
I'm a numbers guy.
All right, since you talked, 1,454 Ooh. Sales. All right. Now, what I like about Hipster Hut style page is the aesthetic. Right away, that's where you'll find that really captivates you deciding to buy something, and not everyone has a style. Mm-hmm. His prices are great. They're in the median range of like $30, for shirts, and we're talking about shirts straight from the 90s. You know, shirts that some of your parents wore, some of these shirts, I mean, there's a lot of young parents out here right now. I mean, was before them. And what he has is this nice yellow background that really makes any of his products pop. That's what really makes this page pop to you. Yellow is one of my favorite colors. But just catching that background, and he has a diversity of models rocking his stuff. So, you know, from women wearing tees to himself, that really allows for you to see the vision, if not only for yourself, maybe your partner, maybe your little cousin, your little niece. Mm-hmm. So that being said, Hipster Hut, that's going to be, again, tagged. And I revamped to say, definitely check out Mind Still Young. That's going to be my younger brother's page on Depop. Support the brand. Support the vision. Support the dream. It sounds just like it's spelled.
Yes, sir.
And that's our Depop shout out for the week. Moving on, I mean, let's leave the people with something they need to hear to get them through the rest of this week. So I'll leave that to you. What's some things popping in your mind right now that you're like, this could help? It could be very simple. When you pick your nose, use hand sanitizer after, you feel me? Just so, out of respect.
You know, last week I left the people with, you know, keep grinding, mm-hmm. keep grinding, but keep shining, and then keep on being happy, and, you know, focus on your legacy. Focus on your legacy.
Ooh, all right, we're gonna tap into legacy next week.
Okay,
yeah, for sure. I like how you ended with that, because legacy is, that's too powerful right there. We gotta. It's not the chains. That's not your legacy, brother. It's not the chains. But let's look into this, you know, generational wealth. Let's look into this generational health.
Yes, sir.
You know, slide that pork off the table.
Yes, sir.
No. We don't need none of that. But I like where you're headed.
We'll dive into that. Yeah, so stay tuned next week, you know.
Hey, and I'm going to leave you with this, you know. Make sure when you whisper, you can't be heard, all right? Like, you whispering in glass, if you got some gems, make sure only hears it. And again, if you're following that entrepreneurial light, I have to say, some of these things you have to keep to yourself, because it be the ones closest to you that deter you away from it, unfortunately. They may just hit you with slick comments like, well, but you never commit to the things you start. And that could be the one little line that stops you from being an entrepreneur. So sometimes you have to save your dream, jump into it, and as it manifests, then you share maybe those close. That's the gem I'm going to leave with you. If you have a promoter around you, for sure, push it to your mama. Your mama's the one that demotes you, but push it to someone that does catch that energy. You know who your friends are, and you know who some will go, but you never. Keep that away from there. Save your dream. Save your future. And with that being said, we're going to slide out. Nice little wreck from J Bell. You know, it's that sound.
Yes, sir.
We're going to slide out to Higher. So let that boy live. And this is Your Heart Radio, where your life has just been moved.
And don't believe a lie, you understand me. Walk her down the valley, pack a piece of heaven for the bottoms of her feet. Teach her how to jump and how to stretch when she reach, like the angels do, and you gon' make it through now. Tell about the healer, greater is the one within, and call him as the leader. Teach her how to hold a pretty hand up to the sky, and have a weight upon the giver, he'll deliver like a dealer.
To take her higher, higher, fly out the valley and the fire. Take her feet for running. Show her every door and how the windows let the sun in. Copy out the key and tell her this is for becoming. Even in the fever, baby, cry and get to running. And tell her that you better get your bootstraps up. You're with the army. Ready when the truth act up, nothing can harm me. Yelling from the roof, I touch, put up a guard and count to 10. Lion's den, speaking with the higher pen. Can't be touched by fire then.
Fast forward to the grown things now. I'm working on them soul things now. Forgiving all your old ways, but it's harder on the cold days.
Cold days.
Never been a product of a flawless environment. Never acted like I'm higher than
you, 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 you.
And I still pray.
Dear God, won't you send me a break? Cause I need to get away, yeah. Dear God, won't you send me a break? Cause I need to get away, yeah.
Cause I would rather be.